My name is Josiah Durfee, Associate Pastor at Pompey Community Church, and it is my honor to be your radio pastor of the day. Shopping for Christmas has never been easier. With the ability to go online at your own convenience, at a computer, or on your phone, you can get everything you need for your loved ones with one swipe. No need to worry about wondering if a department store has what you're looking for or having to deal with long checkout lines and traffic. Christmas shopping has never been, in the history of the world, easier than it is today. Now that's assuming, of course, that you're not part of the statistic of people whose delivery never makes it. According to a New York Times report published on Tuesday, in major cities like New York, Washington, D.C., and Denver, an estimated 15% of online shopping deliveries never make it to their final destinations. In New York City, the report said more than 90,000 packages disappear daily, contributing to growing problems for retailers and delivery service companies dealing with an estimated $25 million in lost goods and services. Now, I've never lived in any of those cities, but as I think about all the orders this year from online shopping, I've probably had only one or two not get to my house. Whether that is because of human error or some porch pirate, I don't know. But one reason why a package should never go missing, assuming there's no human error, is because they didn't have all the right information. It is remarkable if you stop and think about what it takes for a package to get to your front door, especially if it's coming halfway across the world. I live in New York, and every package of mine has New York marked on it, which is great. Every time I fill out my shipping address and put in New York, I know that my package will get to the right state. That narrows it down for the driver so that he doesn't have to drive across 50 states looking for me. But New York is a big state. Where does he begin? He could spend the next 10 years looking for me in New York City. Fortunately, in addition to the state given, the city I live is also on the package, all the way down to the very street and house number I live at. You know, during this season, one of the incredible reasons the coming of Jesus into this world 2,000 years ago is so remarkable, so glorious, so wonderful, there are no shortage of superlatives one can give, and so divinely mysterious, can be seen, appreciated, adored, is by looking through the Old Testament prophecies that were made about Jesus. Jesus fulfilled in his lifetime not just one or two prophecies that were made about him, or even a dozen prophecies. Jesus fulfilled over 100 very specific prophecies made about him hundreds of years before his coming, prophecies more specific than even your house address. Think about that. There are approximately 330 million people that live in the United States, and there is only one of you. If you were to take a dart blindfolded and throw it at a map of the world, chances are you wouldn't come close to where you live. Jesus' fulfillment of Old Testament prophecy is like a blind dart, yet divinely guided, that lands perfectly in an obscure manger in Bethlehem. Looking at just one book in the Old Testament, Isaiah prophesies that Jesus will be given David's throne, that he will be a child, and not just any child, but one born of a virgin. The Spirit of the Lord will rest upon him, and the government will be on his shoulders. He will also be led as a lamb to the slaughter, speaking about the manner of his death, and he will be made an offering for sin. All of these prophecies are fulfilled about him in his own lifetime. Now, by comparison, our country has just turned 246 years old. 246 years ago, our country's forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence in 1776. Now imagine if there were a historically verified and legitimate document in Thomas Jefferson's own words that said, in the years of 2008 and 2022, the next three presidents are going to be Obama, Trump, and Biden. That would be an incredible claim. A claim no less astonishing than the claims that were made about Jesus over 700 years ago in the book of Isaiah. What does all this mean for you and me? Prophecies are not just a neat way that the Bible says, look at me, I'm able to fulfill future claims about the Savior of the world that are fulfilled hundreds of years in advance. Prophecies have a more specific purpose too. Prophecies of the future are intended to get our attention in the present circumstances of life. Prophecies are a way that Jesus says to us, just as I have fulfilled the prophecies concerning my life, so I will also fulfill the prophecies concerning the future. And when Gabriel said to Mary on that night 2,000 years ago that Jesus' kingdom will endure forever, what Gabriel was saying is this: there will be a day when all other kingdoms of this world will pass away, and if you're not worshiping Jesus as king today, he will be your adversary at the end of days, and the Bible tells us that the victory is already his. My name is Josiah Durfee, Associate Pastor at Pompey Community Church, and it is my honor to be your Radio Pastor of the Day.